谢主，让我有机会再到弟兄姊妹们中间。
Praise the Lord to give me the opportunity to be with you guys.
愿主今天早晨把他自己的话语赐给我们。
May the Lord give us His own words.
记得上一次五月份来了，讲到路德记的一方面。
I remember I came back in May to talk about the story of Ruth and one aspect of that.
就是从路德记来看，我们怎样过一个丰富的教会生活。
Was that how we can live an abundant, rich church life according to the book of Ruth?
那今天我们再看路德记的另外一方面。
Today we'd like to share about the other aspects of the book of Ruth.
因为这卷书在家庭生活上也给我们丰富的教导。
Because this book also teaches us a lot about family life.
我们看完能够借着这卷书。
I hope we can use this book.
来过一个甜美的家庭生活。
To learn to have to live a sweet family life.
也是一个蒙福的家庭生活。
And a blessed family life.
让我们一起来读几处的经文。
Let's read some scriptures.
首先我们打开创世纪第一章。
First of all, Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章我们读27和28节。
We'll read Genesis 1, 27 to 28.
那么为了时间的缘故，我们就中英文一起读好吗？
So for the sake of time, we'll read English and Chinese together.
好，一章二十七，来。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。接着我们看约书亚记第二十四章。
Then we'll turn to Joshua 24.
二十四章我们读两节，是四和十五节。
Joshua 24, we'll read verses 14 and 15.
约书亚记第二十四章。
Joshua 24.
好，第十五、十四和十五一起来。现在你们要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意地侍奉他，将他列祖在大河那边和在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢，是你们所住这地的亚摩利亚人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。接着我们就翻到路德记。
And let's turn to the book of Ruth.
路德记，我们选读几处。
We'll read a few places.
第一章我们先读一到七。
Chapter 1, we'll read verses 1 through 7.
好，一到七，我们一起来。
当士师秉政的时候，
国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居。这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子，一个名叫亚伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩押地，就住在那里。后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻，一个名叫尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。马伦和基连二人也死了，剩下拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子，她就与两个儿妇起身，要从摩押地归回，因为她在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。 于是他和两个儿妇起行，离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。好，接着我们来读十五到二十二。拿尔米说，看哪、你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。路德说，不要催我回去，不跟随你，你往哪里去我也往那里去，你在哪里住宿我也在那里住宿，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，你在哪里死我也死在那里，也葬在那里，除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。于是二人同行来到伯利恒，他们到了伯利恒，合成的人就都惊讶，妇女们说，这是拿俄米吗？拿俄米对他们说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦，我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空地回来，耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦，即使这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢？拿俄米和他儿妇摩押女子路德从摩押地回来到伯利恒，正是动手割大麦的时候。好，那么第二章我们读两节，二十二和二十三。
Chapter 2, we'll read two verses, verses 22 and 23.
好，一起来。拿俄米对儿妇路德说，女儿啊，你跟着他的使女出去，不叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。于是路德与波阿斯的使女藏在一起，拾取麦穗，直到收完了大麦和小麦，路德仍与婆婆同住。那第三章我们来读第一到十一节。
Chapter 3 we'll read from verses, verse 1 to 11.
来，路德的婆婆拿俄米对她说，女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，是你享福吗？你布阿斯的使女藏在一处，布阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？他今夜在场上裹大麦，你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服下到场上，却不要使那人认出你来。你等他吃喝完了，到他睡的时候，你看准他睡的地方就进去，掀开他脚上的被躺卧在那，他必告诉你所当做的事。路德说，把你所吩咐我的我必遵行。路德就下到场上，照他婆婆所吩咐他的儿行。布阿斯吃喝完了，心里欢畅，就去睡在麦堆旁边。路德便悄悄地来掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。到了夜半，那人忽然惊醒，翻过身来，不料有女子躺在他的脚下。他就说，你是谁？回答说，我是你的婢女路德，求你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为我是你一个至亲的亲属。波阿斯说，女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你莫过的恩比先前的更大，因为少人人无论贫富你都没有跟从。女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，管你所说的我必照着行，我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。好，我们圣经就先读到这里。
So this concludes our scripture reading.
我们头一次读到的创世纪第一章，
We first read Genesis 1.
那是讲到为什么人有家庭。
It was about why humans have family.
当我们的神照着他的形象样式造人之后，
When God created man and woman according to his likeness,
他是造男又造女,
he created man and woman,
并且要他们结为夫妻,
and he want them to be married,
要生养众多,
and to have offspring,
遍满地面,
and to, entire, to
来治理这地,
and to subdue the earth.
所以我们看世界上的人也有家庭，他们也结婚。
So we know people on this earth, we have families and we get married.
好像基督徒跟他们一样。
And Christians are the same.
但是我们中间有很大的不同。
But we do have a dramatic difference.
就是我们知道神为什么要给人家庭。
That is, we know why God gives us family.
原来这个家庭的成立，
Because the foundation of the family
是跟神永远的旨意。有关系的
has to do with God's eternal purpose.
他不仅要我们生养众多
God not only wants us to have many offspring,
并且要治理这个地
but also to rule over the earth.
那么治理的意思也有一个意思就是说要把这个地把它收复起来要把它征服过来
So the word rule over is also said in another word subdue means you have control over.
原来就是这个地已经被仇敌窃夺了
Because the earth had been taken by the enemy.
那么神造人就有一个神圣的目的。
So God created man for a holy purpose.
我们跟天使一样是受造的。
We are creatures like angels.
所以他用受造的人来对付背叛的天使。
So God is using the created man to be against the created angel.
所以家庭实在是神旨意寄托的所在。
So families is one of the places where God's purpose resides.
所以家庭中有一个生养的这个目的。
So in the families we have this purpose of reproduction.
所以让生命可以得到扩大。
So that life can be expanded.
不仅是在肉身的生命上能够有这样的增加。
Not only the life of bodily life.
家庭也应该是属灵生命成长的一个摇篮。
But also, this, our family should be a cradle of our spiritual growth.
属灵生命被栽培的地方。
A place where our spiritual life can be nurtured.
那唯有这样才能够达到神给我们家庭的目的。
Only when that happens can God's purpose to our families be accomplished.
那么第二次我们就看到约书亚在以色列人面前表明的心志。
And the second place we read about in the book of Joshua, how Joshua expressed his desire in front of his enemies.
当约书亚顺利地把以色列人带进迦南地
When Joshua successfully brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan,
把地都分好给他们各家
And he divided the land among the tribes.
在他晚年的时候
In his old age,
他这样子跟以色列人一边好像是勉励，一边也是一个挑战。
He talked to the Israelites. On the one hand, he was encouraging them. The other hand, he was challenging them.
因为他知道，今天一个家庭在地上面临的最大的征战。
Because he knew the biggest battle that a family could have on this earth.
乃是属灵的征战。
Was the spiritual life.
那么他的出发点就是，到底是敬拜耶和华，还是敬拜其他的偶像假神？
So he started with this point, whether we are to worship the Lord or worship the idols.
那么感谢主，我们大部分的在座的弟兄姊妹都已经是离弃了偶像，来归向真神的。
Praise the Lord, most of the Christians sitting here have already left, given up the idols, and we have turned to God.
但是救恩并不是只有停在这里。
But salvation does not stop right there.
还要主还继续带我们，不仅是离开了偶形的偶像。
God will continue lead us not only away from the idols that you can see,
要离开无形的偶像
but also to lead from the invisible idols.
特别是金钱这个巨大的偶像
especially that significant idol of money.
所以主告诉我们说，一个人就不能侍奉两个神。
So God, that's why God tells us one cannot serve two gods.
我们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve God and Mammon.
对，马门就代表这个整个财富的总和。
Mammon is a summation of all the wealth.
好像这个世界就是用这个东西做一个无形的神，然后把人的心吸引去了。
The world is really using money. Wealth as an invisible god that takes attracts people away from God.
那么约书亚这位认识神又经历过征战得胜的一个元帅。
Joshua was the general who experienced God's presence and provision and had already had victories over the spiritual battle.
他知道在他离开之后，以色列人到底是蒙福还是遭祸。
He knew once he, after he died, whether the Israelites are going to receive blessings or whether they're going to encounter difficulties.
就决定在他们究竟是侍奉谁。
Really depended on who they are truly going to serve.
对，我们的家也是一样。
This is the same with our families.
我们必须在这上面做一个清楚的抉择。
We have to have a very clear choice.
那么约书亚在那里讲的那一段话。
So Joshua said this.
他说：“至于我和我家，
As for me and my household,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
所以我们从那里边可以看到，
So we can see from there,
我们所面临的问题，
What we face,
可以分成一个是我的问题，
Could be divided into several aspects. One is my problem,
就是个人的问题，
Individual problem.
一个是家的问题，
And the second is the family problem.
就是一个家庭团体的问题。
So that's kind of as a group, family problem.
那么另外一个呢，就是侍奉的问题。
The third level is the issue of serving.
所以我们很简单的说。
So simply speaking,
就是我们如果要有一个合神心意的家。
If we want a family that pleases to, is pleasing to God.
要能够过一个甜美的蒙福的家庭生活。
If we would like to live a sweet and a blessed life.
我们需要在这 三个方面都去思想，都去对付。
We really need to consider and deal with all these three aspects.
那么关于我的问题，
Regarding my individual problems,
我们个人的问题，
The individual issues,
我们可以说包括有性格的问题，
Which includes character,
观念的问题，
Mindset,
还有人生意义的问题，
And purpose of life.
这是神在我们恩典救之后必须在我们个人身上不断的工作。
These are the continuous work of the Lord after we have received salvation.
我们在这三方面都跟我们的主耶稣一致。
So we have to be aligned with our God, with our Lord in these three, all three aspects.
我们都知道性格是从我们的天生的性情经过长时间的习惯所结合而成的。
We know that our personality, our characters are formed based on our genetics plus the long time nurturing after birth.
那我们的性格影响我们人最大。
Our personality and characters really affect us a lot.
那么很多时候一个人一生到底是成功或失败。
A lot of the times, whether we are successful or failures in life,
是幸福或是不太愉快。
Whether we are happy or we are upset most of the time,
跟性格有非常大的关系。
Really has a lot to do with our personality.
那么另外一个是观念。
And the second, the other aspect is your mindset.
我们从文化，从这些各种的教育，我们得到各种不同的观念。
From our cultural background, our educational background, we are infused with various kind of mindsets and thoughts.
这些观念就非常影响我们做决定。
These ideas and thoughts really influence our decisions.
所以我们得救之后，
After we are saved,
神要借着他的话语在观念上不断地更新我们。
God wants to renew our minds and thoughts using his words after our salvation.
然后就是我们生命的意义。
And lastly, it's our purpose of life.
神要把我们一直带到我们的意义，跟他永远的旨意能够是一致的。
God wants to lead us so that our purpose of life will be completely in line with His own eternal purpose.
那么关于我家的问题，
regarding our family issues,
我们可以从三方面来看。
We can also see three aspects.
一个是家庭家人之间的关系。
One is the relationship among family members.
还有全家的方向。
And the direction of our family.
全家的目的。
And the purpose of our family.
那么这个家庭关系可以说是最考验我们属灵生命一个地方。
So the relationship of our family members is really a place where we can test our spiritual life the most.
我们都知道蒙恩得救之后，
we all know after we are saved,
主就把他的见证托付在我们的身上。
God gives us His testimony in us.
而这个见证，第一个被看见的地方就是家庭。
And this testimony, first and foremost, is revealed in our family life.
我们得救之后就要非常注意我们跟我们跟没有得救的时候与家人的关系有没有进步。
So we really need to pay attention to whether our relationship with our family members has improved after our salvation.
我们是不是能够在这些关系中间能够应用主的生命性格来使他得到改善。
Are we able to improve our family relationship based on the Lord's words and personality?
那么另外就是全家必须要有一个方向。
And thirdly, the whole family has to have a direction.
我们这个家庭，一个一个家庭，就好像在海上的一条船。
Each family is like a boat on the sea.
那么这个船在海上有那么多方向，到底它是向着哪个方向去？
So there are so many directions that you can go on the sea. Which direction does your boat want to go?
那么这个家庭中，做丈夫、做父亲的，在这方面就要担更多的责任。
So within a family, the husband, father needs to bear the most responsibility.
我们要对准神的方向。
We really need to aim at God's direction.
当这个方向对准神的时候
，When the direction is toward the Lord,
我们的家庭的目的就对了。
The purpose of our family would be right.
那么另外一个就是侍奉方面。
And the other aspect is regarding the service.
我们不仅个人生命上要成长，要更像主。
Not only should our personal life and spiritual life be growing to be more like Jesus.
不仅是家庭关系要和谐。要有爱。
Not only that our family life should be harmonious and loving,
有方向有目的。
With purpose and direction,
并且神喜悦我们全家都进入侍奉。
But also God is pleased when our entire family enters into service.
我们来侍奉神的旨意。
Serving our God's eternal purpose.
这是神所最喜悦的。
This is what's most pleasing to the Lord.
那我们知道，当神创造了，也定了旨意给家庭和个人之后，
And we know that when God created and has set the purpose and will for the family,
仇敌就来做破坏的工作。
The enemy started to work a destructive work, and people fell.
成为跟神敌对的这样的一个情况。
We fell into the position of opposing of our God.
所以整个人类历史从亚当一直到今天。
Therefore, the human history starting from Adam to now,
所以可以说是一个痛苦的历史。
It's a very painful history.
是一个悲惨的历史。
It's a miserable history.
我们感谢主，他在做救赎的工作。
But we praise the Lord; He has worked the salvation.
他把福音传给我们。
He has given us the gospel.
使我们这些本来是外邦人，后来也成为神家里的人。
So that Gentiles like us were able to become the family members of God's household.
这个恢复的工作，从个人到家庭到教会，整个要恢复到完全。
This revival work, reformation, starts with individual to the family and into completion.
所以我们上次提到，在路德记中，我们看见怎么样在这卷书里面来学习过丰富的教会生活。
So last time we learned from the book of Ruth how we can live a rich church life.
这是个非常重要的恢复。
That's a very important revival.
那么今天我们再来看，怎么样能够使这个家庭也被神来恢复。
Today we want to see how our families can also be revived by God.
那么路德记我们可以看见它中间有三个主要的人物。
So there are three main characters in the book of Ruth.
一个是拿俄米。
One is Naomi.
一个是路德。
And second is Ruth.
一个是波阿斯。
And third one is Boaz.
那我们来从他们三个人身上来看，神怎样在圣徒的生命中做工。
Let's see how God is working in the life of the saints.
使我们能够脱离原来旧的天性、旧的性格所造成的难处。
So that we can break apart from the difficulties from the old selves.
首先我们看一下拿俄米。
So let's look at Naomi first.
那么这个拿俄米的这个字的意思有两方面。
Has two meanings.
一方面呢就是 愉快友善的意思。
One is happy and pleasantness.
啊，也是一个讨人喜欢、容易相处的意思。
It's pleasing to people and amiable.
那这神所要看见的人的性格是有这一方面。
So God is delighted to see people who have this kind of personality trait.
那么另外一个呢是甜的意思。
The other meaning is sweet.
啊，这个甜呢，大家都喜欢。
We all like sweetness.
啊，所以我们那个看人家这个啊小孩长得很甜，我们就说这个小孩很甜。
So we often will describe a kid as, oh, this child is so sweet.
啊，有人笑得很好看，就是笑得很甜。
And so we'll describe some pleasing smiles as sweet smiles.
那么这个甜呢？啊，如果在这个味道来说的话，那就是香的意思。
And the taste of sweet can sometimes also be described as a good smell.
所以神要我们有性格，能够把基督的香气散发出来。
So God wants us to have a personality that would bring out the God's aroma, the pleasantness.
那如果这个甜用来形容声音的话呢，就是悦耳的意思。
And if you describe the sweetness to a sound, that would mean it is very good to hear. Yeah.
Sweet sound.
Sweet sound.
所以像很好的歌，大家听得很舒服。
For example, a very good song will be pleasing to most people.
所以这个甜呢，大家都喜欢。
So everybody likes sweetness.
那么神也喜欢在我们身上有这样一个甜的性质。
So God also likes to see the sweetness in us.
那我们从拿俄米的身上来看一下，那么她的甜表现在哪些地方？
So let's see where in Naomi has the sweetness been exemplified.
首先就是她的心很甜。
So first of all, his heart is sweet.
我们从哪里看得到呢？
Where can we see that?
就是说他在受非常大痛苦的时候。
So when she was experiencing great difficulties,
他没有变成苦的。
She did not become bitter.
他反而有一个甜的心来照顾他的两个，也是同做寡妇的媳妇。
But she was this. She had this sweet heart to take care of two of her daughter-in-laws, who were also widows.
像她要离开摩押地回伯利恒的时候
，When she was about to leave the land of Moab to return to Bethlehem,
她觉得这两个媳妇还年轻。
She felt like these two daughter-in-laws were still young.
而且他们也不是犹太人。
And they were not Jewish people.
丈夫也没有了。
They didn't have their husband.
跟着一个老婆婆还有什么希望呢？
What hope would they have if they just follow the old woman?
可她用各种的方式就劝他们，还是回到你的本国去。
So she tried very hard to convince them to return to their homeland.
就不要跟我。
Don't follow me anymore.
她的话非她的心非常的甜。
So she really had a very sweet heart.
所以才能够在自己这么苦的时候
，Even when she had such a difficult life,
还想到别人的好处。
She was still able to think about for other people's benefit.
所以受苦是最容易把我们的心的光景显出来的时候。
So in our difficulties is really a time when you can see one's heart.
因为受苦容易叫人的心变苦。
Because when we are in difficulty situations, we tend to have bitterness in our heart.
这个新的苦呢，表现出在哪里呢？
How would you see the bitterness of your heart?
它里面就有怨。
Because you could complain.
啊，里面就有恨。
You would hate.
里面就有嫉妒。
You would have envy.
啊，我们需要被主拯救。
We need to be saved by God.
脱离这些东西。
To get away from these problems.
比如说，我们效法我们的主耶稣。
For example, we need to follow our Lord Jesus, mimic our Lord Jesus Christ.
当他在十字架上受最大痛苦的时候。
When he was going through such great pain on the cross.
可以说，不仅人全拒绝他。
Not only all humans were deserting.
并且加给他这么多的羞辱和痛苦。
And was giving him so much humiliation and pain.
最后神也离开他了。
And at last, even God had left him.
在他整个生命过程中，从没有经过的痛苦。
So he experienced the kind of pain that had never been experienced before.
但是他心没有苦。
But he didn't have bitterness in his heart.
他就为那些钉他十字架的人求赦免。
He actually prayed for forgiveness of those people who sent him onto the cross.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
Oh, Father, forgive him, he said.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they knew not what they're doing.
我们也可以效法斯提凡。
So we should also imitate Stephen.
斯提凡当他被带到公会去受审。
When he was led to the Sanhedrin to trial,
大家用各种的谎言用各种的诡计要陷害他的时候，
people accused him with all kinds of liars and schemes.
一般人的心绝对是非常愤怒。
Most people would react with great anger.
但是就在这个时候，
but at that time,
圣经告诉我们说，人家看见斯提凡的脸好像天使的面貌。
But the Bible tells us that people saw Stephen's face as if it's angel's face.
是一个和平的面貌。
It was so peaceful.
那么另外，当他被用石头打快死的时候，
and when he was stoned to almost death,
他就跟父求。
He also cried out to the Lord.
跟主求。
And cried out to God.
他说：“主啊，求你不要把这罪归到他们的身上。”
Lord, do not add this sin to these people.
这是甜的心所表现出来的。
This is the manifestation of a sweet heart.
那么拿俄米感谢主，他们看让我们看见这个老人家里面有一颗甜的心。
Praise the Lord. We also see in Naomi, this old woman, that she also had a sweet heart.
那么第二方面我们看到的，
the second aspect,
就是她的嘴也是甜的，
is that she has a very sweet mouth, lips.
我们这个言语对整个人际关系是非常非常重要的。
We know our words are very important to our social relationships.
可以说大部分人际的问题都是因为我们的嘴所造成的。
We can say that most of the social problems are caused by what we say.
所以我们的话语在得救之后需要有非常大的操练。
So we really need to, you know, work on our words a lot after our salvation.
那么一个甜的嘴所代表的话语有什么意思呢？
So a sweet heart, sweet lips, what does that mean?
就是他的话里面有爱。
That means the words will have love.
譬如说我们中国人讲说两个男女在交往，我们说是谈恋爱。
So we'll say when two a man and woman are dating.
可见得这个言语这能够把爱带出来。
In Chinese we say their talk love, so which means like words can express love.
所以话语要有爱，那就是一个甜的嘴。
So words with love that would show as a sweet lips.
但是我们很多时候呢，是会很容易就责备人的。
But so often we are quick to blame other people.
很容易就是批评人的。
Criticize others.
称赞就不太容易。
It's hard to praise people.
所以这个呢，就是神要我们改变的地方。
That's what God wants to change us.
当然，我们说嘴甜，不是那种只会讲甜言蜜语这种意思。
So of course, sweet lips doesn't really mean you only speak sweet words.
必须是心先甜，然后呢，嘴的甜呢，神才是悦纳的。
The sweet lips have to follow the sweet heart. That's what's pleasing to God.
当然，我们讲的嘴甜，也不是说专门说一些谄媚人的话。
Of course, we're not referring to like talking the flattering words to others. To others.
这个是不喜悦的。
That's not what's pleasing to God.
我们嘴的甜是因为我们的心甜，我们看见了，那我们就自然从那里边发出来一个是符合事实的一个话语。
A sweet lips comes from a sweet heart. When we have a sweet heart, so that we naturally flow out these kind words.
也许我们来看一下箴言里面关于这方面的教导。
Maybe we should take a look at the Proverbs, God's teaching about this.
我们看箴言第四章。
So Proverbs chapter 4.
这是二十三节
啊，23,
啊，一直到二十七。
2:27。
箴言第四章二十三到二十七。
Proverbs 4:23-27。
翻到以后我们一起中英文一起练。
Let's read together.
二十三节来，你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。你要除掉邪僻的口，拒绝乖谬的嘴，你的眼目要向前正看，你的眼睛当向前直观，要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。不可偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。这几节的经文讲到三方面。
So these verses show three important points.
讲到心的重要。
One is the importance of heart.
因为一生的果效是从心这里来出发的。
For from the heart flow the springs of life.
所以心的蒙保守，心的被改变是第一要紧。
So,keeping your heart and renewing your heart is the first important.
圣经就讲到口，就是你的嘴。
The second is the mouth.
那么后面呢，就讲到我们的眼睛。
And the third is our eyes.
那么这个眼睛呢，我们会在后面的时候提。
We'll talk about eyes a little later.
我们要看什么。
But what do we look at?
我们的目标是什么？
What would our gaze?
那么从眼睛呢，再带到我们的脚来走正路。
Then from eyes and to the feet you go the straight path.
所以主的话我们非常的清楚。
So God's word is very clear.
只是全人在神的手中都要被改变。
So our whole body needs to be changed in God's hand.
那我们继续看一下拿俄米。
Let's continue to look at Naomi.
就是讲到她的甜呢，还有一面就是性格甜。
And also her sweetness has another aspect, which is her personality and characteristics.
那我们怎么能够看到她的这些性格的甜呢？
How can we see her sweet character?
就是当她回到伯利恒的时候。
That is when she returned to Bethlehem.
那他们虽然离开了有十年之久。
Even though they had departed for 10 years.
但是那些认识她的人非常的高兴欢迎她。
But all those who knew her were very happy and to welcome her back.
还有当她一无所有的时候。
And also when she had nothing left.
她两个媳妇，要跟随她。
Both her daughter-in-laws were willing to follow her.
啊，如果不是她一直的劝他们，连日耳巴都要跟随她到犹大地区。
Had she not tried so hard to convince them not to follow her, even Orpah was about to follow her to Bethlehem.
这个是在这过去的相处中间，拿俄米所性格上对他们产生的吸引。
That reflected the kind of attraction that Naomi had on them because of Naomi's good character.
那么这个甜的性格有什么现象呢？
So what would be the manifestation for a sweet character?
就好像说，有一朵花，然后呢，它不仅是美丽的，里面呢还有蜜。
It's just like a flower. Not only is the flower beautiful, but also it has honey inside.
所以我们就看见了蜜蜂啊，就特别的喜欢在那朵花绕来绕去。
So the bees would be attracted to the flower.
所以有蜜的花。就会自然而然吸引很多的蜜蜂。
So flowers with honey would naturally attract lots of bees.
我想我们都一定见过一些人，他们特别容易吸引人。
So we must have seen some people who are easily attracting to us.
人跟他们在一起就觉得舒服。
People just like to be with them.
啊，觉得愉快。
And they feel comfortable and happy.
觉得没有压力。
They feel no pressure.
啊，觉得能够做自己。
They feel they can be themselves.
所以拿俄米有这样的一个性格。
So Naomi has that sweet character.
啊，这也是神在我们身上要做的。
That's also what God wants to do.
那后面我们就看到他的路也是甜的。
Then we can see her path is also sweet.
为什么我们知道他的路甜呢？
How do we know?
因为他的人生的结局非常甜。
Because the end of her life was very sweet.
只有走在这条甜的路上，他才能够引到一个甜的结局。
Only when one walks on this sweet path can it leads to a sweet ending.
因为本来他 既没有丈夫，也没有儿子，也没有孙子。
Because she at first didn't have a husband, she didn't have a husband, didn't have sons, and didn't have grandsons.
好像她就不再有后代，不再有盼望了。
As if she had no descendants and had no more hope.
却没有想到，借着路德和波阿斯的结合。
But by the union of Boaz and Ruth,
不仅得走了后代。
She not only gained offspring and descendants.
而且从路德开始到他的曾孙，就是大卫王。
But also from Ruth's her great grandson was David the king.
所以。他在最没有盼望的时候，却得着了一个最大的盼望。
So, just in times when she had the least hope, she was able to get the best hope.
因为大卫王的出现。
Because of King David.
所以基督做王的光景才得以在以色列中表现出来。
So the Jesus being the king was starting to show in among Israelites.
分散的以色列才得以统一。
The Israelites that were scattered throughout the land were able to be united.
啊，圣殿才得以建立。
And the temple was able to be erected.
所以你看，一个走的甜路的人，他的人生的结局是多么的甜。
So you can see, one who walks on the sweet path will gain a sweet ending.
那么这条甜的路，我们也可以说它是一条生命的路。
And the sweet path we could also refer to as the path of life.
因为四世纪和路德记是处在同一个时代的两卷书。
Because you know that the book of Judges and the book of Ruth were written, were describing about the same period of time in history.
两卷书的路线是不同的。
But these two books are entirely two different paths.
两卷书的性质也不同。
Their nature was different.
整个光景也非常的不同。
It was different conditions.
在四世纪里面，我们看见。
In the book of Judges, we can see.
它是以士师的恩赐为主体的。
So the main theme was the gift of these judges.
但是恩赐没有办法解决问题。
But gifts cannot truly solve problems.
只有在短时间。暂时把难处带过去。
It only solved the problem for a very short period of time.
当仇敌来攻打的时候，当有士师起来，他们可以暂时得着一个20年、30年的和平。
When enemies came to attack them, and then the judges rose up, and then they could gain peace for about 20 to 30 years.
但是，一旦一个有恩赐的人过去了。以色列人就重新回到一个悲惨的光景，又是被仇敌欺压，又是贫穷。
So once the gifted person passed away, the Israelites would return to their miserable conditions and then be oppressed by their enemies.
所以士师们虽然都是大有能力的。
So even though the judges were of great power,
但是他们一个一个都过去了。
But one after another, they passed away.
随着时间过去。
As time goes on,
可是在路德记里头
but in the book of Ruth,
这些小人物
these ordinary people,
没有什么特别的恩赐
they didn't have special gifts,
但是他们走生命的路线
but they walk the path of life.
拿俄米的甜其实就是生命的一个表现
the sweetness of Naomi was a manifestation of life.
所以他就带来了真正丰盛的生命
in whichresulted in truly abundant life.
大卫的诞生就是这个生命的一个高峰的表现。
So the birth of King David was the peak of this exemplification of life.
最后从这个家就一直到达主耶稣神儿子的降生。
From this family led to the birth of Jesus Christ.
所以我们盼望也能够，我们也能够效法走生命的路线。
So I hope our families can also follow the path of life.
我们的人生都有美甜的结局。
Our life can have a sweet ending.
那么甜的反义字，我们可以稍微把它想一下。
We know the opposite words of sweet.
一个就是苦。
Is bitterness.
譬如说我们说有人喜欢挖苦别人。
Or sometimes we'll say a person likes to torment other people.
那么一个是酸。
Or say sarcastic about other people.
就是说好像这个人的性格呢是个尖酸的性格，尖酸刻薄。
like sour and like to be sarcastic.
然后另外一个是咸。
And the other is salt, salty.
咸呢？我不知道这个其他地方怎么讲。在台湾的话呢，如果一说一个人很咸，就是他很吝啬。
Well, different places might have different meanings in terms of the word salt. In Taiwan, when you describe a person as salty, it means stingy.
那么，所以这些的特性呢，都跟甜是相反的。
So these are all opposite traits from sweetness.
那么有一个呢，不是那么直接相反，但是我们也可以借用一下，就是辣。
And the other trait is spicy. It's not exactly opposite to sweet.
但是如果我们的性格是个辣性格的话呢，那么这也是很伤人的。
But if our character is very spicy, it's also easy to harm other people.
我们听说有一种辣椒哈，它那个辣度是几万度的。
We heard of some kind of pepper that its spiciness is like in the 10,000 range.
那个一放到舌头上呢，舌头马上就起泡。
As soon as it touches your tongue will actually have blister immediately.
所以盼望借着这样一个比较。我们可以在神面前有一点的思想。
So I hope by these comparisons that we can meditate a little bit in front of the Lord.
把这个与甜相反的性质呢，求主借十字架把它除掉。
We hope the Lord will use the cross to get rid of these opposite natures from sweetness.
所以我们可以说，神今天留我们在地上。
So we can say that God is keeping us on this earth today.
他要在我们生命中做一个甜化的工作。
Because He wants to sweeten us in our life.
那么，另外我们从路德的名字来看一下。
Then let's look at Ruth.
路德的名字也有几个意思。
The meaning of Ruth also have several meanings.
那一个呢，就是说看得叫人很喜悦。
One is looking on with delight.
一个呢是满足的。
The other is satisfied.
那另外一个是朋友。
Another is a friend.
这几个意思都是很好。
These are all good meanings.
那么另外一个呢，是我们要着重讲的，就是美丽。
Another meaning is what we wanted to emphasize on, which is beauty.
在路德的身上有一个美的性格。
Ruth has this beautiful character in her.
那我们也可以从几方面来看。
We can also look at it in several different aspects.
第一个，她的心美。
First, she has a beautiful heart.
我们照着当时的情形来说。
According to the situation at that time,
她实在应该选择留在她的本国去拜他们自己的神。
She should have really stayed with her homeland families and to worship her own God.
但是呢，她的心记挂着这个婆婆。
But her heart was really with her mother-in-law.
虽然她的嫂嫂厄尔巴已经决定不跟婆婆了。
Even though her sister-in-law Orpah decided not to follow the mother-in-law,
她仍然不被摇动。
She was not deviated.
因为她挂念这个婆婆。
She really cared about her mother-in-law.
她感觉到这个婆婆的处境比她更可怜。
She felt like her mother-in-law situation was even worse than her own.
所以她要陪伴她。
So she wanted to keep her company.
她要奉养她。
She wanted to serve her.
她宁可离开她最安全。最有把握的环境。
She was willing to leave the environment that is secure and comfortable to her own.
随着婆婆到一个完全陌生的国度。
And follow her mother-in-law into a very entirely strange land.
所以这个举动是从她有一个美的心发出来的。
That act was due to her beautiful heart.
那么另外一个就是她的性格的美。
And of course, she also has a beautiful character.
我们看见从字里行间就显明路德有这种性格。
We could see in all those verses that she had the very beautiful character.
她温柔。
She was gentle.
顺服。
She was obedient.
她殷勤。
She was diligent.
可是又非常的坚定。
She was also very firm and determined.
这些性格呢，就融合在路德的身上。
All these characters are on Ruth.
所以我们刚才说。一个人的性格可以决定他这一生的幸福与否。
We mentioned earlier that a personality and character of a person can really decide the outcome of that person.
路德就给我们看见一个非常好的例子。
Ruth was a great example.
那么他的温柔和顺服显在很多的情况当中。
her gentleness and obedience really demonstrated in many different aspects.
像她当要她决定到田里面去拾取麦穗的时候
，when she was considering going to glean in the fields，
她先取得婆婆的同意。
She asked for permission from her mother-in-law first.
那么她到了田里面去的时候
，and once she reached the field，
她也能够听取波阿斯和这些工人们给她的指导。
And she was able to follow the instruction of Boaz and his workers.
人家叫她怎么做，她就怎么做。
Whatever instructions she received, she followed.
她最大的一个顺服呢，显在哪里呢？
The biggest obedience that she showed was
就是当她的婆婆叫她去躺在波阿斯的脚下的那一幕
That was when her mother-in-law asked her to go and lie down at the feet of Boaz.
这对她是非常不容易的
That was really hard.
因为从波阿斯的口中我们知道
Because from Boaz's mouth we understood
路德她是一个贤德的女子
She was a woman of excellence.
她不是一个随便的女子。
She was not like very casual in ways.
她那一天要去做婆婆所吩咐的事情。
For her to do exactly what her mother-in-law was asking her to do,
是冒着多么大的危险，包括名誉，包括生命。
It was actually very risky.Including her reputation and even her life.
但是呢，她怎么说呢
？But what does she say?
她说：“凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。”
She said, "Whatever you have told me, I will do."
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这句话是不是让我们想到主耶稣在地上的一生
？This sentence allowed us to, you know, remember what Jesus's life was about when he was on earth.
主说：“他听见父怎么说。”他才怎么说
？He said, "Whatever I hear the Father saying, I would say."
他看见父怎么做，他才这么做。
I will do only what the Father does.
那个一生顺服到底，最后顺服到死在十字架上。
He was completely obedient to God, to the point of dying on the cross.
所以路德在这上面给我们看见，他是多么的温柔。又是多么的顺服
！So we can really see how gentle and obedient Ruth was.
我们看见她的殷勤。
We also see her diligence.
她除了去喝点水，稍稍小坐一下以外，她整天的就在到麦田里面去捡麦穗。
Aside from drinking some water and sitting down for a few brief moments, she was working in the field gleaning all day.
她又是何等的坚定
！And she was also so determined.
一般我们想说，既然温柔顺服，那么可能就是这个人性格很软。
Because sometimes when we talk about a person being gentle and obedient, we might think that person is soft.
但是她是在柔软中有她的坚定。
But she really has the firmness and determination in her gentleness.
她在决定跟随婆婆的最后一次谈话里。
In this last conversation she had regarding following her mother-in-law back to Bethlehem,
把这个坚定的性格表露无遗。
She completely revealed her determination.
我们稍微把它念一下，就是一章十六节、十七节。
Let's read again. That is chapter one.16 and 17.
这里说路德说不要催我回去不跟随你你往哪里去我也往那里去你在哪里住宿我也在那里住宿你的国就是我的国你的神就是我的神你在哪里死我也在哪里死也葬在那里除非死能使你我相离不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我
So Ruth 1:16-17 says,But Ruth said, Do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me.
他要跟随拿俄米，坚定到一个地步，他甚至于在神面前发誓。
She was so determined to follow Naomi that she even swore before the Lord.
啊，如果拿俄米是一个很富有的啊，可以给他带来很大的这个前途的光明和荣耀的，那么讲这段话呢，可能并不难。
It surely wouldn't be difficult if Naomi was a very rich person and one who could give her great future and promises and glory.
但是她的情形恰恰相反。
So that it was actually entirely opposite.
所以这段话就显得特别的宝贵。
So that's what's especially precious about this phrase.
这段话是从她的一个美丽的心所发出来的甜话。
These words.Really sweet words flowing from her sweet heart.
也是她美丽性格的一方面的表现。
It's the manifestation of her beautiful character.
那么当然，因为路德就跟随着拿俄米。
Of course, Ruth followed Naomi.
所以她的路也很美，她的人生的结局也非常的美。
So that's why her path was beautiful, and the ending of her life was beautiful.
她的名字只有出现在耶稣基督的家谱上。
Her name was in the family tree, a family descent, genealogy of Jesus.
她在神永远旨意的那条线上是有名字的。
She had her name on God's eternal purpose, the path of eternal purpose.
所以我们知道，这个都是从她这个各种的美所产生的结果。
These are all the consequences of her beautiful characters and all aspects of her beauty.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们天生的生命无论多么的美，都还是丑陋。
Our natural life, no matter how beautiful they are, still ugly.
这是神今天要带我们看见的。
That's what God wants us to see today.
从亚当而来的生命性情。
The life from Adam.
我们没有得救以前所培养出来的性格。
The old character that we had before we were saved.
在神那边看来，跟主耶稣的生命相比，那都是丑陋的。
Oh, it's entirely ugly in compared with Jesus's life.
唯有当我们看见这一点的时候
，Only when we see this point,
我们才会知道主耶稣为什么要我们背起自己的十字架来，要舍己来跟随他。
Can we understand why Jesus asked us to carry our own crosses and give ourselves up and to follow Him?
只有当十字架深深做工在这个生命上。
Only when the cross does the deep work in us, in our life,
基督的美丽才有可能从我们身上彰显。
Can the beauty of Jesus be exemplified?
所以我们可以说，今天神在我们身上的工作，就是做一个美化的工作。
So we can say the work of God on us today is to beautify our lives.
所以在拿俄米身上，我们看见神在做一个甜化的工作。
So we can see from the Naomi's life that God is doing the sweetening work.
啊，在路德的身上，我们看见他做一个美化的工作。
In the life of Ruth, we can see God is doing the beautifying work.
这是神今天在你我身上要做的工作。
That's the kind of work God wants to do on you and me.
所以有了这个美啊，有了这个甜，那神就可以让我们家庭有一个甜美的生活。
With this beauty and the sweetness, and then God can give us a sweet and beautiful family life.
那么这个工作是怎么做成的呢？
How is this work accomplished?
是在第三章那里所描述的。
That's described in chapter 3.
那里讲到，拿俄米对路德有一个建议。
And that talks about the advice that Naomi gave to Ruth.
当波阿斯他在那里这个播了大麦。晚上睡觉的时候
So when Boaz was threshing barley on the field and then went to sleep at night,
Naomi 要路德就是睡在他的脚下。
Naomi asked Ruth to go sleep at his feet.
当然他的目的就是希望这个自尽的亲属有一天能够迎娶路德做妻子。
She was hoping that this close relative could receive Ruth and marry her.
她要为路德找到一个安身之处。
Because she wanted to find a family, a place where she can rest.
那这整个过程
，this whole process
是非常圣洁的。
Was very holy.
我们看见从头到尾，他们是在神圣的神的旨意中间来做这件事情。
You could see from the beginning to the end, they were doing it according to God's will.
所以最后布阿斯才能够说。 你是个贤德的女子，大家都知道。
That's why Boaz could say to Ruth that you are. Everybody knows that you are a woman of excellence.
那这个例子呢，我们不能够在外面去效仿她。
This example we cannot just mimic from the outside.
而是要在属灵上来效仿她。
We should really imitate in the spiritual sense.
这有非常重要的属灵的教导。
There's very important spiritual teaching in.
因为在这里呢，拿俄米就是预表着圣灵。
Because Naomi here represented a Holy Spirit.
啊，波阿斯就是预表着主耶稣。
Boaz represented Jesus.
啊，路德呢就是你我。
And Ruth represented you and me.
啊，这里有一个十字架美好的学习。
Here is a very good learning about cross.
我们看见当波阿斯他剥好的大麦，他就躺在麦堆的旁边睡觉。
So you can see that Boaz, after he threshed the barleys on the field, he lay down next to the barley.
在圣经中，这个睡和死是同样一个这样一个意思。
In the Bible, sleeping and death is the same word meaning.
常常用睡来代表死。
Oftentimes, the Bible will use sleep.To represent death.
那么波阿斯睡在麦堆旁边是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean that Boaz slept beneath next to the barley?
就是约翰福音第十二章所说的。
That represents John chapter 12.
就是一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
If a wheat seed is not does not fall into the ground and die.It remains as one.
如果死了，就能够结出许多的子粒来。
But if it dies, it will result in fruits that thousands of fold more.
所以波阿斯睡在麦堆旁，就是我们的主耶稣，他死了，这一粒麦子落在地里死了，然后呢，后面结出许多的子粒，就是你我。
So.Boaz was sleeping next to the barley pile, and that represented that Jesus died like a seed, and then was able to bear fruit for many.
但神的意思不是光要有许多的子粒。
So of course, God's meaning is not just to have many seeds.
啊，要每个子粒都丰满。
But every seed needs to be.Abundant and rich,
就是有丰盛的生命
and have an abundant life.
那么这就不止主耶稣自己死而已。
So it's not only referring to the death of Jesus himself.
乃是我们这些信他的人也要跟他同死。
But all of us who believe in Jesus should die with him.
哎，他也要我们能够子粒丰满，也能够结子粒。
So.God wants us also to have a very abundant seed and we are able to bear fruit.
所以路德就需要去躺在波阿斯的脚下，他也睡，他也死。
So Ruth lay down next to the feet, at the feet of Boaz, and she also slept and she died.
那第三章第三节这里呢，跟我们讲到这个与主同时有几个步骤。
So in chapter 3, it tells us there are several steps regarding how you die with God.
他说你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服，下到场上。
So it says that you need to anoint yourself and put on your best clothes and go down to the threshing floor.
这个沐浴呢，就代表我们需要把我们的罪把它洗干净，借着主的宝血。
Wash ourselves first. So washing ourselves means we need to be repentant, repent of our sins.
那么要换上衣服。
And anoint yourselves and put on your best clothes.
圣经中衣服常常代表我们的行为。
Clothing usually refers to our action in the Bible.
所以我们的行为要被改变。
So our actions need to be changed.
下到场上去睡在他的脚下。
And go down to the threshing floor and sleep, lie down at his feet.
特别是拿俄米说你要看准他睡的地方。
And Naomi also said, "You shall go, you shall notice the place where he lies."
要看准。
You shall notice.
对我们来说
，to us，
我们怎么跟主同死呢
How can we die with the Lord?
就是要看准主的十字架。
That is, we should really notice the cross of Jesus.
啊，不是用我们自己的方法，这个自责啊、懊恼啊这样子死。
It's not using our own way, own method, like feeling guilty or blame ourselves and regret.
我们必须借着十字架与主同死。
But we should die with the Lord by cross.
啊，同埋葬。
And be buried together.
才有同复活的美丽生命得到彰显。
Then we can have the resurrected life to be exemplified into beautiful life.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
主借着路德记让我们看见一个甜美的家庭生活是借着主的十字架在我们身上工作产生的结果。
So God gives us this example using the book of Ruth that we know when we have a good family life depends on how we can die on the cross and follow God.
盼望主的话使我们每个人每个家都蒙福。
I hope God's word will bless each one of us and each one of our families.
当我们的家都这样的为着神的时候整个教会的光景也能够更加的荣耀更加的为主做见证。
When all our families are for the Lord, then our entire church will certainly be pleasing to God and can show God's glory.
神的荣耀的旨意是借着十字架把它完成的。
God's glorious will is accomplished by the cross.
除了这个之外，没有别的路。
There's no other path than the cross.
愿主祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主我们满心感谢你
Oh Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你为我们死
Thank you for dying for us.
谢谢你把自己宝贵的生命赐给我们
Thank you for giving us your precious life.
谢谢你在时间中向我们做工
Thank you for working on us through time.
要把每个弟兄姊妹都磨成你自己的形象
So that we can all be molded into your likeness.
主啊祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹
Lord, bless each one of our brothers and sisters.
祝福每一个家庭。
Bless each of our families.
使我们生命改变。
So that our life can be changed.
关系变好。
Our relationship can be improved.
使我们能够享受甜美的家庭生活。
So that we can truly enjoy a sweet family life.
使我们的家也能够成为侍奉你的地方。
And that our families can be a place of service and worship.
成为叫人蒙福的地方。
A place where people can be blessed.
成为你喜欢跟我们同住的地方。
A place where you delight in residing with us.
谢谢主垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.